Good morning. Today, prayer, we're going to be praying about temptation. We're going to be praying about how to flee temptation. We're going to be asking God to help us in the areas that we are weak in. Everybody's temptation isn't the same. So if you are ready, pray along with me. Lord, we thank you today. We bless your name, Father, for your goodness and your mercy. We just want to thank you, Father, for blessing us with a new day, Father, that we can start all over, Father, from yesterday. We want to thank you for waking us up, O Lord, and having mercy on us, Father. We want to thank you, Father, for allowing our children to wake up today, Father, our loved ones everywhere, Lord. Father, we just want to thank you, Father, that when we woke up this morning, Father, there was no destruction. There was no chaos, Father. Some people may be going through these things right now, Father. And we ask you to intervene on them that are going through chaos and destructions, Father. Father, we just thank you so much, Father. We thank you and we love you, God. Father, we ask you today, Father, to give us strength, Father, to avoid every temptation, Father. Father, every obstacle, Father, that is before us, Father, we ask you, Father, to give us the strength, Father, to withstand, Father, to stand strong, Father, in every area of our life, Lord. And we ask you, Father, if there's anything in our life, Father, that we're struggling with, Father, that you intervene on those things, Father, that you will give us the strength, Father, to turn from them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. And if we have fallen for those things, Father, that were placed in our path, oh God, whether it had been someone, Father, baiting us into a conversation of debate or argument, Father, we ask you, Father, to give us the strength, Father, to cover our mouth, oh God. And Father, if it be, Father, any type of temptation, Father, Father, there's so many different type of temptations, Father, out here. And we just ask you today, Father, that you will give us the strength, Father, to turn away from them, Father, to turn our back on sin, Father, to turn our back on temptations, Father. Father, those things, Father, that separate us from you, Father, we ask you this morning, Father, to give us the strength to turn away, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Father, I just want to encourage someone today, Father, to let them know, Father, that they can do it. They can stand. We can stand. We are able to do it. The Bible tells us in your word, Father, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, Father. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Father, we want to ask you, Father, this morning, according to your word in Revelations, Father, keep us, Father, from the hour of temptation, Father, that shall come upon all the world, Father. And help us to hold on to your word of patience, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just thank you so much for hearing us today, Father, because your word tells us, Father, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. And Father, if some of us, Father, if we are not saved today, Father, if we think that we are saved and we are not, Father, we ask you, Father, to reveal to us, Father, that we may not miss it, Father, at your coming, Father. And if those that know that they're not saved, Father, are not saved, Father, we just pray that you touch their heart today, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to comfort them, Lord, and Father, show them the way to be saved, Father. We ask you to send your labors to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that will speak, Father, a word of life into them, Lord, that they will wake up, Father, and their eyes may become open, Father, to where they are in life, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and let them know that this sin is killing them, Father. Not knowing you, Father, is killing them, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we ask you today, Father. My Holy Father, we thank you so much, Father, for hearing us, Father. Oh, we thank you and we glorify your name, Holy God. We bless your name for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for hearing us, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we magnify your name for your grace and your mercy, Father. Oh, we thank you so much, Father, for being so good to us, Lord. In spite of, Father, Father, the things that we have done wrong in our past and in our future, Father, that we, the things that we may do, Father, and we don't count on doing those things, Father. But God, we thank you, Father, that you are long-suffering with us, oh God. And you know the things that we struggle with, Father. Well, you know the things that we're going to struggle with in the future, God. You know every mistake that we're going to make, Father. And you love us yet and still, Lord. But Father, your word also tell us, Father, that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So we ask you today, Father. Father, if we're lacking in our love towards you, Father, reveal it to us, Father, and show us how to love you the more, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father. And God, we thank you so much for doing it, Lord. We thank you again for hearing us, Father. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you all these things in Jesus' name we pray. The scripture I will be leaving today is in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first verse. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to say that one more time. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Good morning. My name is Tabitha. Today is prayer hour. Prayer hour is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Feel free to come out to support, come out to pray with. If you need prayer, come on in. Let's see. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, every Tuesdays and Thursday will be prayer hour. On Saturdays, every Saturday will be book reading hour. Feel free to come in to support, come out to listen in, support, send all your friends, family, loved ones. Let them come on out if you want to be encouraged. Let them come in and listen. Cut on your podcast, listen. The app that I'm using right now is called Anchor. Anchor is an awesome way to make a podcast if you're looking to make a podcast. And you can make money off of doing it. My goal is to encourage, to get a message out, to strengthen someone that may be going through. I'm not going to make this prayer too long today. Let's see. I have a message center. It's a message center on here. So if you have any messages, any prayer requests, feel free to enter in on the message center. If you're ready to pray, please feel free to pray with me. Join in that we may be in agreement. We're praying concerning for wisdom this today. Excuse me from fumbling over my words. I'm so sorry. But today we're praying for wisdom. The scriptures that we will be meditating on today will be Proverbs 3 and 5, James 1 and 5. And if you are ready, let's begin. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you so much, Father, that you have given us this opportunity, Father, to pray, to seek your face, Father, concerning our need. Thank you so much, Father, for waking us up. Thank you, Father, for the activity of our limbs, Father. Thank you, Father, for the things, Father, that you have blessed us with, Father. And the things, Father, that we have lost because of foolishness, Father, because of mistakes, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Father, that you allowed us to see through it and we survived it, Father. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father, for keeping us, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Father, we are praying for the more of you this morning, Lord. We're praying for your wisdom this morning, Lord. We're praying for your instructions, your guidance this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Because without them, Father, we are a lost people, Lord. Without wisdom, Father, we are lost, Father. So we're asking you today, Father, that you would give us wisdom, Father. That we may know which way to go, Father. Give us guidance, Father. That we may know what to do with our life, Father, and we would not be wandering around this life, this world, Father, not knowing which way to go, getting caught up into foolishness, Father. We don't want to be foolish, Father. We don't want to just waste our life, Father, and not gain anything, Father. And when we on, Father, on the, and when our life seems like it's almost over, Father, and we have nothing to show for it, Father. Father, show us the way, Father, that we must go. Give us direction, Father, today, Lord. Someone, Father, right now, Father, is contemplating suicide, Father. Thinking about giving up, Father, because they have reached the end of their rope, Father. So we ask you today, Father, that you would just turn that person around, that you would touch that heart, Father. Someone, Father, is looking away, Father, to feed their children, Father, and keep up with the bills, Father. We ask you, Father, that you would just give them, open their minds, Father, send laborers their way, Father. Father, give them wisdom in what to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Someone needs you right now, Father. I need you right now, Lord. So we just ask you, Father, to intervene on the behalf, Father, of the listeners, Father. Those that are struggling, Father. Those that are lacking understanding today, Father. We ask you to intervene, Father. In the name of Jesus, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank you for listening, Father, to us, oh God. And thank you for answering our prayers, Father. Father, your word in James said, the first chapter and the fifth verse said, if any man lack wisdom, let him go to God and God will give you, will give it to them freely, Father. So, Father, we thank you, Father, for the wisdom that you are giving us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in Proverbs, Father, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, Father. So we just pray today, Father, that if we've been going in our own way, Father, in our own understanding, seeking our own understanding, Father, forgive us, Lord. We repent, Father. Now, God, Father, we ask you, Father, that you will open our mind and our understanding up to your way, Father, to the right way, Father, that we would not fall into destruction, Father, that we would not be caught up in foolishness, Father, or messy things, Father, in the name of Jesus. We want to ask you today, Father, that you would save our unsaved loved ones, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch those that are on the streets today that are hungry, Father. Touch those today, Father, that are in nursing homes, that are on their bed of affliction, Father. We want to ask you to touch right now, that you will heal and that you will deliver, Lord. We ask you to send your laborers to those that are in prison, Father, that you, even those, Father, that are wrongfully accused, Father, we ask you that you will open the doors for them and let them out, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you so much for doing it, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you for doing it, Father. Thank you for doing it, my Lord. Thank you for doing it, Father. We thank you for the wisdom you have given us today, Father. We believe it, Father. Your word says in Matthew and Mark, the 11th chapter, starting with the 22nd verse, Father. If you believe God, it says, believe God. And if you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And if you doubt not in your heart, you shall have whatsoever you speak, you say. So we speak wisdom. Take your place today in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be foolish, Father. We don't want to be walking around here with our eyes closed, Father. So we thank you so much, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, for giving us what we ask for today, Father, concerning wisdom, Lord, and understanding and directions and guidance for our life, Lord. We just ask you that we be obedient to the instructions you have given us today, Father, and help us not to rebel against them, Lord, because we are seeking for a way out, Lord, and you have given us that way out through your wisdom, Father. We thank you so much for doing it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Once again, my name is Tabitha.
If you have any prayer requests, if you want to correspond with me, feel free to leave messages into the message center, and I will get back with you. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.